Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November the 4th, 307th day of the new year. Joining us is Risk.
Nice Risk. Word. Yes. I like that.
But yeah. Oh, it's Brisk. Yeah, my eye. I got another word for it, and I'm going to yell it in about 2 seconds. Joining us this morning on Talk Shop is Humboldt County Supervisor and Chairman for another six meetings, Estelle Fennell.
Good morning, Brian.
Is it six?
Actually, there's five left.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so you know what? Yesterday. Holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Vacation. Our quote this morning comes from Jimmy Williams. It's what you learn after you know it all that's important.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens sometime. After 30 or something like that.
Daily?
For me, daily. Definitely.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I never say I know it
really?
All because I never.
No, I mean about the daily thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think I probably learned more in the last 4 weeks than I had in the previous 2 years, and that was more than the previous 5 years.
Absolutely.
And we bought it from Mom and Dad. I thought I kind of was prepared.
Well, usually around 13 or 14, you really know it all.
Yeah.
That's the time.
Something about that narrow, close focus.
Yes.
It blows up on you. This morning's Talk Shop presented by Redec and by CDH Painting. Estelle, any surprises last night with the election results or anything about the California elections?
Well, you know, I don't know that you would call them surprises. I find it pretty interesting in the 5th Division of the Harbor District that it's very, very close. And I think that that's something that is not decided yet. I think I'm very, very happy for the Fruitland Ridge Fire Department. They finally got their district. They should have had it the first time. And that shows the importance of one vote counts. Every one vote counts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that shows the importance of having a massive fire before you have a vote on the fire district.
That helps too. But these guys, you know, they work so hard. It's a tiny district. The total of 74 people voted in that race. And of those, 54 voted for it, which is a comfortable margin. So congratulations to the Fruitland Fire District.
So they got some Measure Z monies, and they're going to have a little bit of breathing space.
Absolutely.
Well, now that's probably a bad pun, huh? Breathing apparatus, breathing space.
Yeah, I remember when as you know, I'm on LAFCO, and we talked about the district, because they went for a district formation a few years ago when several others did, and they lost by one vote. So when we talked about it, the bottom line is the only thing that they had for income up in Fruitland Ridge was selling hamburgers.
The true bake sale.
Yeah, and when we were talking about at LAFCO, one of my fellow commissioners said, how many hamburgers does it take to keep a fire department afloat? So this will give them a little bit of breathing room. Obviously, it's a small district, so it's not like they're going to get a huge amount of money out of this, but it'll be something they can count on. And then as far as Measure Z, they'll get their shares, such as the breeding apparatus from the last time.
Yeah. How many hamburgers does it take? Well, we need 5 more. Thank you for your contribution. Smart guy.
Yeah. Well, here's the bottom line with the self-contained breathing apparatus. With the Fruitland Ridge Fire Department, they just got their delivery of those tanks from the Measure Z, and they had to go into a house fire. It was the very first time they had that gear. It was so good, and they had just been trained on it. So anyway, kudos to those guys. Congratulations to Greg Dale in the 2nd District. He's done he'll be there for another while.
It's 8:20.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, with the elections themselves, was there anything that you got out of it other than probably, you know, the obvious stuff? Low voter turnout. Well, okay, low voter turnout, because there wasn't a whole heck of a lot to vote on.
Hey, some people had nothing to vote on.
Yeah.
I mean, and that
literally nothing to vote on.
Yeah. And that has to do with there were actually districts that could have been on the ballot, except that there weren't people who stepped up for those districts. So you have those kind of automatic appointment in lieu of election because there were no opponents. So that shows you the level of involvement in some areas. I do want to congratulate everybody who stepped up in the areas that they did. In the Fortuna Union High School, I want to give a shout out to Charles Elsbrecht and Charlie Giannini. Really appreciate Charles stepping up there and getting involved. He's got a young family. It's good to have people who know how their decisions will affect their kids and their neighbors' kids. So
it's kind of good. To me, it's always interesting that if you've got kids going through, you're more informed about what's going on.
Yeah.
and more passionate.
It affects them. Yes.
Okay. But when we talk about conflict of interest.
Well, there you go.
It's right there. And yet then if you wait till the kids are out of school, your passion level probably wanes a little bit just because it's not in your face day to day.
That's why Charlie Giannini deserves a shout out, because he's way past that level. And
but why'd you say that once again? A little bit more emphasis. He's way.
Yeah. That's okay, Charlie, if you're listening. Thank you very much.
You don't think you'll hear about it?
No, so congratulations to those guys. I think we talked a little bit about Fruitland Ridge. Interestingly enough, Arcata's fire text did not pass the. That was an assessment, but it was a big ask, I think.
Yeah, almost double.
Yeah,
that's
double.
Huge for salaries.
Yeah, yeah. So clearly, that's the message the voters gave to the Arcata Fire Department. And
yeah, you think that one came through loud and clear?
I think so. Yeah. You know, so I just think that bottom line in these kind of races, every vote counts. That is my big takeaway on that, and
particularly in the tiny turnouts.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, which would be a logical thing, but most folks. Yeah, I think this is the first one I didn't vote in, and there was another one very comparable to this in like 35 years.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Brookings. Did I need to leave early to make it down to vote on a single individual race that I had no knowledge of and didn't recognize anybody?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was one of the 80% registered that didn't vote, or 75% that didn't vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, yeah.
Well, I mean, I bang on people when they don't, so I got
it. I did it once too, Brian, so it's okay. I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, no. The raised eyebrow thing, though, kind of.
Well, here, one other thing, not to, to dwell too much on Fruitland Ridge, but they're a real case study because it's a small district. And what's interesting about this race is for the new commissioners, there are three people tied for two positions. They each have exactly the same number of votes. So they're going to have to figure that one out. Now, two of them are related, so maybe they'll share it, you know, and give the other
that
to
one
Deborah.
Swings both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, very interesting election, and thank you to everybody who stepped up and voted. That's always important.
See, I knew you were going to take a shot at me. That's okay. Okay. Is there a covenant? Is there an agreement? Is there something that indicates or forces the elections department to do a recount if an election is within, let's say, 1%, within 0.5%, within some kind of a parameter to double check? I know that these results are unofficial.
They're unofficial because there's still some votes outstanding. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is the election night final, but there are two more steps. They're still going to have to count any absentee ballots that came in. And remember, for the first time, they can count absentee ballots that come in actually even a day late, so long as they were stamped before the election. It used to be that they had to get into the elections department on election day. So we may see some late voters come in that would change, especially, say, for instance, in the Harbor District 5th Division. That was very, very close, 12-fold. So there's no way you could call that a final vote. And
well,
so,
and provisionals also.
Yes, exactly, the provisionals. So there's still, that one is very much up in the air, very, very close race. And I don't think that anybody can say with surety where it's going to go.
Looks like Ryan had a mandate, huh?
Yes.
More than 30. That was a tidal wave of support in the fifth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How much interaction does the Harbor Commission have with the county?
Well, you know, maybe off and on more than other times. I mean, the Harbor District certainly comes to the county for support in some of their ventures, and so I would argue that we all need to work together. So that's a very, very important point you're bringing up. Again, I was thinking about that on the way up to this morning. You know, the Harbor District has one specific mandate, and they'll work with us on some occasions. No, you keep letting me try.
Oh, you're having too much fun this morning. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
You can't.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell, Humboldt County Supervisor out of the 2nd. You looking forward to the end of the year?
Oh, gosh.
Get your time back? In time to run again?
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting thing. I very much enjoy being in that position, you know, where you're the chair, because you get involved with every single aspect, and I really like that. But I will be able to spend a little bit more time on some of the issues that are really important to me. And so, yeah, that's good.
I mean, like re-election.
You know, either way, I love the job. I love helping people. You know, I love working. More than anything, I think my message is working with people. And I really love doing that. So, yeah. I don't know that
okay.
I'm looking forward to the
since
end
I
of
ha- since I
do
have
like
you
Christmas, I'll tell you that
in
much.
The focus. Okay.
Yeah.
Working with people or working for people?
Both.
What's the distinction for you?
Well, okay, some people may not necessarily feel like they want to work with me to solve issues, and I still need to work for them to make sure that they are taken care of. But I emphasize working with people because cooperation, collaboration, that's how we get things done. And in this county in particular, you know, I really, really appreciate the fact that it's a small county and we all need each other. And that's something I've had going for a long time. And by the way, just so you know, we will be having an announcement because I have decided I like working with people so much. I'm going to run for re-election. I'm going to be having an announcement event tomorrow in Fortuna at noon. Everybody's welcome to come by at the Vets Hall. And just make it official. Not really official. That's not until February. But just let people know I really do appreciate working for them. And I'm going to go for another 4 years.
So you almost said it here.
I did.
Almost.
Yeah. Well,
almost thanks.
I want to say a very big thank you to everybody who voted for me the first time. And I hope they'll do it again. And I think what I heard, they will.
Well, those are the ones that are talking to you.
Yeah. But no, you know, there's a lot of people who have, you know, I've spoken with who recognize that working together is the best way. So
it's kind of weird to think of it, but was this, because it's an off-off, kind of the unofficial starting line? for your cycle, which is always going to be the on cycle.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I would think it almost might be, because you got a couple of soups. Mm-hmm. You've got this assembly.
Right.
Periodically, the Senate.
Right.
Congressional,
well, I mean,
to a
look,
certain extent.
Yeah.
It's kind of showtime now, isn't it?
It is showtime, and that's. I wanted to let things, you know, I wanted to wait until after the Harbor District.
Settle down for a day or two?
Yeah, right, and then say, hey, guess what? Next year, this is what we're going to be doing. And, you know, everybody's aware that next year is an election year because of the presidential race. So that, you know, lucky or not, that's when my race falls, is in those presidential years.
I would think that would be beneficial.
I mean, there's more of a turnout,
exactly,
more people involved.
So you get a better sense of, yes, what the issues are and whether or not they want you.
Exactly. And I really like that. So, you know, we'll get going right now. I know that today was the day, I think, for people to officially announce in New Hampshire in the presidential election. But you know, we've all known for quite a while who's running.
Yeah.
No, but this time, officially they're candidates as of today.
When they say horse race, yeah, they're really, you know, 10 whoop, wide, let's go.
Let's go now. Come on, sign up. It's time to go. But so that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
And, oh, good. At lunch. Free food?
There's some free food, not exactly a lunch, but okay. Yeah, we'll definitely have goodies. And that's in Fortuna at noon, yeah, at the Vets Hall.
Down. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:40. We'll be back with more from Estelle.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, you'd wanted to talk a little bit about the Planning Commission and some of the activities that are going on or things that are available there. You did a little bit of discussion yesterday during the meeting. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that?
Well, the bottom line here, Brian, as we've discussed before, with regard to regulation of marijuana, two things that were important to me. First of all, that the state step up, and the state has, so I'm grateful for that. Second was local control. That's not just important for Humboldt County. It's important for the whole rural area, North Coast region, RCRC. The rural counties are very involved. CSAC, the California counties, wanted a voice for at the local level. We have gotten that voice. Now, in order to implement it, we have to have something in place by March. And so we're on a very, very tight deadline, and the Planning Commission is going to get a draft ordinance in front of them tomorrow night. And in order to get that back to us and then out for ratification by March 1st, they've got to stick to a very strict deadline. They've got to get it back to us no later than their first meeting in December, which is December 3rd, so that we can start looking at it by December 15th.
Because, do you think there's going to be a lot of discussion on this? I mean, it's not like it's seen as a surprise.
Yeah. I would tell you that my guess is by tomorrow night, November 5th, there will be quite a few people there at the Planning Commission. So my ask was, Planning Commission, please get it back to us in time. And in order to sweeten the deal, I asked that we allow them to have extra meetings, which will cost us more money, $2,000 a pop. But the board agreed with me, and so the Planning Commission now has basically the opportunity to have extra meetings if they need them, but get it back to us by December. Well, they've got to do it by December 3rd so that we can start looking at it on December 15th. And the board agreed. We did have a good discussion, and
Well, is this going to be just like, well,
They get
the, I know they're the three areas in the county, but are you looking at something akin to liquor licenses and using that number as a reference for how many retail outlets there could be in the county? I mean, are they having to go from scratch, or have you guys given them some direction on this thing?
Yeah, that's a separate thing, Brian. What's on the table right now is the cultivation licenses. And interestingly
enough, the growing license, not the resale license.
And interesting enough, you know, what I'm hearing more and more is now that it is legal on the state level to actually do it for profit in a way, there are people who have never been involved in the cultivation industry who are saying, hey, I have agricultural land. What if I want to grow some marijuana?
Or sublet it.
Yeah, or sublet it, whatever, as a business venture. Where do I fit in? So cultivation is a big issue, has always been a big issue, but now we want to regulate it at the county level. So that's what we're looking at. Yes, the other part of the equation is the licenses. We have gone forward and said, yes, we now support dispensary licenses, but there's a whole other world out there now that it's legal on a business level, and that is who manufactures it, who distributes it, and who transports it. And that's still up in the air. We do have 5 licenses per region, 15 total for dispensaries. Is that distribution as well? We got to look at that. And that is something we will be looking at. But that's not what the Planning Commission is looking at right now. They're looking at purely at cultivation. And that's, I think there's a lot of interest in it. I think you're going to see quite a few people show up tomorrow night. We very much want that, to hear from everybody. I know the Farm Bureau's got some ideas. Buckeye's got some ideas. We want to hear from everybody. But then we want to make decisions and move forward to, you know, have good guidelines in place.
I would imagine that there's a lot of recognition just based on the newscasts. You know, how many shootings and knifings have we had in the last week, drug on drug?
Yeah, exactly. it's horrendous.
You know, perhaps we need to have some public safety components in that equation also.
It is a very big public safety issue. It's an environmental issue and a public safety issue, and we have got to nail it down and make it a little bit more.
Were you surprised? Were you pleased that Ohio turned it down last night?
You know, I was interested in the Ohio one. I have to tell you, I didn't follow it very much, but now that I'm learning why it was turned down, I get it. You know, they didn't want a monopoly in there. And so, you know, they're thinking about it clearly.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, always a pleasure.
And counting from 10 backwards with us.
Yeah,
join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go ahead, make it a good day.
Thanks, Damien.
See you tomorrow.